Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Buzz 24/7. I want to get right to it because something's happening in progress. I want to address it. It's time to play the fun new game. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's sweeping the nation, probably available in stores. You could probably go to the Walmart gifts category and see it, probably to make a great gift for the kids. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play something that we call What's in Laura's Salad, ladies and gentlemen. What's in Laura's Salad? Thank you very much. Here we go.
Ooh, not in there today.
Yeah, let me just say. All right, we're going to start. You can't just say lettuce. You can't just say lettuce. You're going to have to say, this is not though. Give me some.
I will continue to enjoy it.
Give me something else here. Hold on. Give me this. Yeah, what's in Laura's Salad, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It's a fun new game, Shaving the Nation. So you got to go with lettuce, but what kind of lettuce, Kelly?
Well, I think she's got the iceberg in there, but I think she threw in a different kind of lettuce as well. I'll say a little spinach, actually.
No, I'm gonna go with greens, but not iceberg. I think iceberg.
I was gonna go iceberg.
Iceberg, yeah. I need greens, not iceberg. But I did see a little yellow in there, so it could be. What do you say, Scotty?
I said iceberg,
yeah.
That I think that she has in there.
Okay.
But I also, you know what, I think she lived dangerously today. I think she went with a little bit of shredded cheese on it. Just like a handful.
I'm going to throw in mini tomatoes. I'm going to the little ones.
I'm going to say carrots. Chicken.
Yeah. Chicken, okay, all good. How are we doing so far?
Do you want me to...
Tell me what we got. Don't tell me what's in there, just tell me what we got.
You got a little bit of cheese.
Green lettuce, so the
but
greens.
You guys were wrong with iceberg.
Hearts?
Romaine hearts.
Yeah, I didn't think... I said greens. That's what I meant.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
No chicken.
Green peppers.
What is,
peppers.
What?
Do you do any type of meat on
there's two meats on this one today.
Ham.
Nope.
Salami, because you had some left over
yep.
from
nice.
The weekend.
Salami.
Stromboli.
Yeah,
nice.
And turkey breast.
See, Greg, me and you did not get the leftovers.
Yeah, we don't.
So
yeah.
We didn't know.
He right, doesn't eat cheese, know. And you don't like spice. So yeah. You guys weren't up for those leftovers.
First off, you're getting very jumpy.
And
well,
don't,
I'm just saying. Leftovers.
You're bogging us down with facts, Laura.
Yeah.
Nobody's interested in facts. Let me see. What else? Carrots? Did you say carrots?
No.
Okay.
I don't like
celery.
Raw carrots.
What about celery?
No celery.
Onions?
No.
I love onions in
I'm
a salad.
Only... So you don't like raw carrots, but you like them steamed?
You don't have onions.
Oh, I love carrots.
Hard-boiled egg.
No.
Hard-boiled egg. Okay. Croutons.
No.
Okay. Damn.
Bacon bits.
Tomato.
No.
Has anybody
tomatoes.
Said tomato?
Tomatoes.
The shittiest salad I've ever heard.
You don't like tomatoes?
Oh, I love tomatoes, but she doesn't have onions. She doesn't have peppers.
No, that's weird.
Craisins. Do you have cranberry raisins? Oh, my God. So good. Croutons.
No, you just said that.
Do you have any croutons?
Oh, cucumber.
Cucumber.
Ah, I thought that.
What about croutons?
You got croutons?
No.
How do you have a salad without croutons?
Yeah, how do you
well,
do that?
Sometimes tortilla strips, too. You can throw that in there.
Where are you? What happened?
I don't know. She just disappeared.
I had
sometimes on the side, I'll eat these baked snack bites, epic everything.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll eat those on the side. You can't really put them in here because it would break the fork.
All right,
what do
just
you?
Checking.
What do you tell yourself you're eating?
What do you mean?
Like for that right there? Yeah.
These aren't that bad.
You
I
don't
mean,
convince yourself that that's like a chocolate cake.
No, there's a lot of like, there's no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial preservatives, no artificial ingredients. These are good little natural bites.
Yeah, we know that. You think we thought it was?
So why am I?
What? Can I have one of those?
Your point is you convince yourself that really crappy tasting good for you food is something that you might want to eat, like a cake.
Whoa. So my dessert today. Hold on.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, a piece of cardboard.
Let me tell you, what she calls dessert and what I call dessert are two different things.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a Toll House piece of chocolate.
Vanilla cinnamon brekkie, which is ready to eat oats.
Yeah, sounds
it's
great.
With almonds and ancient grains. It's dairy free.
Your life is like a day long celebration. It's a confetti all day long.
Made with buckwheat, chia seeds, flax seeds.
That's no way to treat him. I loved him.
Yeah, I love buckwheat. It was my favorite
coconut.
Of all the rascals. Yeah.
So this is my dessert, which I'm wicked excited to.
Thank you for reading the ingredients. I really feel like I know more now.
I could see where you would be really excited about your dessert.
I am wicked excited about this dessert. Okay.
What salad dressing? Wait a minute. We didn't give it. What, is it going to go ranch or is she going to go like blue cheese?
It's a light Italian.
I'm going to say blue cheese.
I thought I saw the bottle.
This is a trick one because my go-to every day is something...
Honey mustard.
No, my go-to every day is...
You would never do that.
I know.
Honey in it. No, I have honey French is my go-to every day, but today I switch it up and I'm going to have a light Caesar.
A light Caesar. Okay, light Caesar. Well, there you go, kids. It's a light Caesar day. All right, thank you very much.
What's wrong with normal Caesar?
What's in Laura's salad?
It's a little thick.
I always throw some cranberry raisins in there, Kelly. And I don't know why. I just like a little...
I know, Greg. This is going to surprise you. Yeah. Had salads last night. And Amy's like, oh, crap. We used up the rest of the chicken. We did a little bit of bacon bits on there. Perfect.
Yeah. Used to call them bacos. Bacos were those little bacon bits. Now they sell them in the deli for way more money, but they were cheap. They're like 59 cents at the grocery store.
Nothing like hard-boiled eggs in your salad.
I love.
I'm not against it, but I don't seek it out. I'm not against it, but I don't seek it out. So, anyway. All right. Well, geez, that was fun.
So much fun.
You know what I had for lunch yesterday? I had a rice cake. One simple rice cake.
Yeah, see that?
I don't know. I just wasn't hungry.
Lunch is my biggest meal of the day. And then, I'd rather have a lighter dinner. I don't like going to sleep
I'd rather have a late lunch and then I load up at dinner.
No, I don't want to load up at dinner.
I do.
I don't. I don't.
How do you lay
something
down?
To look forward to.
And I got to be honest with you.
I just lay.
We all got stuff going on, right? You know what I mean? And everything's fluid in my house. Like, you have a set regiment because the kids, you've got the kids. So you're eating at 4:30. My dinner floats. Like, you know, it's like whatever we decide on, last minute, whatever. Or it could be just me making something for myself, blah, blah, blah. But the time of it always floats. And if I'm eating dinner at 7 o'clock at night, that's too goddamn late.
Nothing.
Because I'm going to bed in an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, at 8:30.
And I'm not saying it's Valerie's fault.
I'm in bed at 8:30, so that's why I can't imagine eating.
I'm not saying it's Valerie's fault. I'm just simply saying that sometimes we get it when I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's got to get her shit together.
Yeah,
Why it's funny. Dylan and I still eat dinner at like 4:30.
Yeah.
Every night. Parker now eats at like 5:30, and then Jeff eats at like 8:30.
Wow.
So we are all, we don't. Yep.
Yeah, but you cook them all meals.
Well,
I'm going to cook for themselves. Like, why should you have to cook three different meals?
Well, I don't
three
have to cook
times?
Different meals. What do you mean? It's everything's made, and then they heat it up in the microwave. I'm not cooking.
I thought you had told me that you made three different things. I always thought it was three separate things.
You make one meal. So, last night.
No, Laura, I don't need the whole rundown.
Everybody.
I can only take so much.
The boys all wanted steak tips. So, three boys get. Steak tips. They all like broccoli. That's good. They like different sides.
I get it.
No, because you said, I cook three different meals. I'm not cooking three. Yeah, I'm cooking.
Did say that.
Yep. Yep.
Well, you wanted to put something in my mouth that was not in my mouth. I did not say.
I have never, ever done that. I have never done that.
I don't know where to go from here.
I'm just going to leave that alone. You know, I'm going to get that clip.
Yeah, just so you know.
You said I'd always thought you cook three different meals. All you had to say is, I don't. I cook one meal and everybody eats the same thing. I didn't need the rundown of what it was.
Unless we want different sides. Mm. Last night, I did not want steak tips. I cooked myself seafood melody. Medley. Whatever. Melody. Medley. But I said it's not, that it.
It's not medley. I know that.
I know.
All right. Well, all right. We did not get to a lot of stuff this morning, but it was we had a good show. I didn't.
Me neither.
I saw this thing, and it was about brushing your teeth. There are three times. Again, this is how educational is our show. I didn't even know about the pause.
Yep.
Today, I didn't even know about that. Having multiple paws on a cat. I don't know what the hell that was going on.
My neighbor had a double.
Nobody knew about the divorce registries. Look how much we taught people today. Yep. It was so much information. And this is more of it right here. There are times when you should not brush your teeth.
Pop quiz! Wow!
This is from a dentist, by the way. Three times you shouldn't brush your teeth, Laura. Give me one. Because you think you should always brush your teeth. You should always clean your teeth, one would think.
Well, after a fluoride treatment, they recommend don't eat anything hot, cold, or brush your teeth.
Okay. That is not one of the three things, but I agree that you're right. These are everyday things. Nothing to do with going to the dentist.
Okay.
How about, like, if after eating anything sour?
Well, yeah, it tastes gross. Like, don't drink some orange juice and then brush your teeth,
exactly.
Or vice versa.
Like
don't do that.
Or something like that.
I will tell you that one of them is top three times you shouldn't brush your teeth right after you eat candy, because you're spreading the sugar around, apparently. But wouldn't you think that it would be that way anyway?
Mm-hmm.
The sugar's going to get spread around anyway. You know, another time is right after you puke.
That's why? The first thing you want
to
do.
Right, you have to.
I have to, because I don't want those acid burning my teeth.
But the acid is on your teeth, and that's what brushing it does, is it spreads the acid around
my
your
teeth,
mouth.
But I got to get that puke smell out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I got to keep drinking.
I actually kind of like it.
Turns him on.
The contents of your stomach are too acidic if you do it just after you puked. And the other one was right after breakfast. Don't brush your teeth right after breakfast.
Hmm. Why that, bruh?
But same kind of thing. Spreading stuff around.
What about after oral sex, Greg?
I think you should definitely brush it.
Okay.
Brush what?
Your beard.
Okay.
Yeah, your beard. Brush your beard. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. All right. Well, anyway, there was that. And that's from a doctor, by the way, in case you were wondering it. Made a mistake last night. I looked up something. I was cruising through, and you might know about this. I was cruising through Facebook, and I saw an ad for something. I've heard a lot about it. I know some people that use it and like it, and I thought I'd click on it, and oh my God. Now it's everything. Everything I see on social media is this. And I'm like, Jesus, now I'm going to, like, I can't not get it. I feel like the internet knows. I feel like it's watching me, and I feel like if I finally go out and buy it, it will leave me alone. Cachava? You ever try it?
What is that?
It's like a protein drink kind of thing. Breakfast thing. Cachava?
Yeah.
Nope. Cachava.
All natural. K-A and then C-H-A-V-A.
Kombucha.
No. Cachava. You never heard of it. Could have sworn that was something that you did.
Nope.
No?
Organic superfoods and plant-based proteins. Ooh, it sounds good.
Yeah.
85 superfoods and nutrients in a single meal to go. Get it. I want to try this.
I can't see what is the problem with your friggin', you know, I don't know what's going on with me.
It's the all-in-one super shake, and it's fueled by Shaun White.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Cool. But I don't know what's going on with me, that my computer, and you've seen it, acts weird. Like, I know that our phones track stuff. If you talk about anything, like you're looking for a new jacket. Now that I've said that, this computer, next time I go on, it's going to have jackets.
Okay.
Guaranteed it. Your phone listens to everything.
Yes, and I totally agree with you. Okay, so a while ago, I started playing a game called Wordscape. Just to, you know...
Keep my brain going.
Ironic that you can't pronounce the name of the game, which has word in it.
It doesn't matter.
And then
You're on fire today, Kelly. You are on fire.
When you get done playing the game, it gives you like little commercials and stuff like that. Mom and Dad came over on Friday. We chatted. We chatted about religion a little bit.
Yeah.
I go to play the game. Bang, after that, I'm playing the game, it takes me to a commercial for religious hats.
Oh, because we were talking about religion yesterday.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Yesterday, what was it? My phone was, my computer was recording what I was saying, and it was about to send it. No,
I know what it was. Somebody.
It called Frank Caliendo.
Mm-hmm.
My phone called Frank Caliendo. I put it down over here. It called Frank Caliendo for some reason. And, like, I better be careful because the goddamn thing will probably do that now.
Yeah, it's going to do it again.
And we were having a conversation. I was leaving Frank Caliendo a message yesterday.
Oops.
And last week, we were talking, like, guy talk, you know, locker room talk, and it sent it to my daughter.
Yeah, that was not good.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even touch it. You see it. It's sitting over there all by itself. So I'm surrounded now. It's freaking me out. Hmm. If I talk about KFC chicken, it's going to start showing me KFC chicken.
Didn't I hear something's going on with KFC or something?
It was some guy. It was
some
an
guy's
internet
really
thing.
Mad.
Oh. Hold on, what just happened?
About something.
Okay, no, it was a guy. It was a video I played earlier.
Yeah, he was like mad about
Instagram.
Something.
He was assessing after a long time of not going to KFC. He's assessing KFC in the Colonel Sanders.
Oh.
I think he's a comedian.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. KFC is losing their fastball by the day, and it's a tough watch. I pulled up today. Place is a dead zone. kid in the drive-thru was wearing a Jerry Rice jersey just high as a kite. Now look, good for him in that department, but you gotta have some tenacity around your chicken, yet alone throw on the classic red and black out of respect to the colonel, and it's an issue. Meanwhile, I look across the street to Chick-fil-A. It looks like they're trying to get people into Yankee Stadium for first pitch. It's like the kids directing airport traffic outside the drive-thru. Blue Volvo, you're with me. Have a nice stay. Silver Mercedes, that'll be lane one. Highly recommend the mac and cheese. Mm. Have a nice stay.
I don't get Chick-fil-A.
Whether the food hits or not, let's show some heart. And KFC, if you're watching, the new Chisa pizza on top of chicken. This ain't it. The same kid wearing the Jerry Rice jersey was the one who came up with the Chisa. This is a big, big issue. And it's tough to watch. If you're watching KFC, bring me into the mix. Not to make the big executive decisions, but let me be an enforcer. Because I got some passion and respect for the colonel.
Clearly.
And that man is down bad right now.
Yeah.
And he's not alive to know it.
Mm.
Look at this.
Now he's showing
good
that,
God.
That pizza
it's
thing. Whatever.
A problem. Yeah. With that being said,
yeah,
support local business.
That's nice. And they take a bite.
It's actually not that bad.
Okay. So, yeah, he was just going off.
I just go three times a year to get chicken, the 10-piece bucket from my mom and I. Yeah. And solid.
You know what I don't? I got to be honest with you. You know what sometimes I'm not a big fan of? Sometimes when they branch out. I don't want a pizza at McDonald's. Okay, I don't go to McDonald's for pizza, and I certainly don't go to KFC for pizza. The chicken.
But listen, they might have been saying that 35 years ago when I don't like the fact that they're doing breakfast, and they kicked ass. Right.
I'm not knocking the breakfast.
They got to try new things.
I get that, but I mean, do it in the realm. You want to do salads? That's fine. You know.
They haven't brought those back still.
I don't think they have. Bill Burr did a big thing on about how that's when McDonald's, that's when the scales tipped.
I loved
when they admitted
those.
America's fat because of us. That's when
they used
came
to
out
sell
the
them in like, and they were in like a little shake. It looked like you were at a cup. It was like a cup of salad and the dressing, you shake it up. I love those things.
Oh, I never saw that.
KFC, I haven't had it a long time. My parents used to get it. And I don't know if they have this anymore, but as a kid, I loved. They had a chocolate cake with chocolate chips in them.
Yeah,
with some icing.
They still have it. You get the deal.
When did you have that?
When I was, I lived with my folks. I must have been 16.
Right. Dude, if you get like the 20-piece family meal, it comes with a little chocolate cake.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part. That and the chicken littles. They're little mini chicken sliders. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, you definitely like. Look, you just want like I just want it to be good. I don't like what they were showing with the pizza thing. That you're stepping into a realm you don't belong in. No offense, KFC.
I'm curious to see what it tastes like, but yeah, I don't go get KFC for that.
Yeah, right. Taco Bell, like, look, you want to do bowls and stuff like that? I'm down.
Reggie's down with a bowl.
I don't remember the last time I went to Taco Bell, to be honest with you. Mm. You know, nothing wrong with it. I'm not knocking it. You know, I've been
KFC and Taco Bell are all in the same building.
I went to Popeyes once up here in Manchester, and it was way better than Chick-fil-A. 100% better than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I agree. I like the
Popeyes, good stuff.
I tried each of them. I think Popeyes was better.
The hot chicken, Dave's hot chicken we had the cauliflower
really,
and it was unbelievable.
And we now have a new one going in. So it was sad over the weekend. One of my favorite places, formerly Cactus Jacks and then CJ Southwest Grill.
Yeah, they bulldozed it.
Yeah, demolished it this weekend for the newest chicken place that's opening called. Something Cane.
Just another chicken store?
Raising Cane.
Raising Cane.
We'll be opening now also on South Willow Street. So we will have a famous Dave's. We will then, and we also have a Buffalo Wild Wings. And then you have Raising Cane, and then you have Popeyes all in one stretch. Wow.
I love B-Dubs.
Lots of chicken.
I'll tell you, I'm down with B-Dubs. I'm you know, these are all places that when I go to them, I'm fine. I don't go to them a lot. You know what I mean? But yeah, I got
$4 20-ounce beer, what, 16? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got there, but the KFC is that's like a once a year thing. That's like a once in a year thing because I know it's I know what it is, but I go extra crispy. I don't mess around with. I'm not going to KFC
on
a diet.
The original.
I'm going there because I'm going to go. I'm going to F it up. I'm effing it up.
Crutch
today.
Is there to do two things.
I don't care.
Eat and fuck.
Yeah.
Oh. You have any questions?
And right now, I'm not hungry. So, I mean, let's...
I'm here to do two things.
Yeah.
Good for you. you.
That's where I go.
Is that Greg 2.0?
I go to see the colonel when I'm down, when I'm DTF. I'm looking to, I'm going to bang at the KFC. You know, Kelly, Scotty and I, classic, we went into one of those Taco Bells a long time ago when we worked in the other building. And we went down the street and we went to the Taco Bell and the guy at the register was covered in flour. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's no flour. You're not freshly making those.
Yeah.
You know, you, there's nothing in here that I see that you, needs flour. You know, it was
must have been making something.
I don't know. It could have been Coke.
I don't know for what all he I was know. Making.
I asked him, I'm like, is that Coke? He didn't know what to say. You know, but anyway, so. All right, well, there it is. I don't know, dude. I'm here to eat. all right, so what else did we miss today that we didn't get a chance to? Man balances running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes.
You can go to my page at Morning Buzz and see the video.
Did you see the mom, the grandmother? She planked for 4.5 hours.
No.
You know what a plank is?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you stay out straight on your toes, on your elbows and your toes, 4.5 hours. She's a grandmother.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Because she could. That's why.
I have a hard time. I was doing 1 minute with 30-second breaks this morning, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, 4.5 minutes. She was in a gymnasium. All the kids were running around playing around her. 4.5 hours. She did it for 4.5 hours.
It doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Laura, I was doing that this morning.
Well, I do 1 minute and then a 30-second break, and 1 minute, and you do that, you know, however many times.
I know. Believe me.
You see Gronk throw out the first pitch at the game the other day on Monday?
Oh, I didn't know. He was Grand Marshal for the marathon.
Dude,
but
he
I
slammed
did not.
It into the front of the mound. It was classic. Whoops. He spiked it. It was classic.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
The old Gronk spiked.
Yeah, he spiked it. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Let me see.
Trying to look for the picture of this woman because... Oh.
Yeah, these are just some of the things we didn't get to today. Escaped hippo wanders through suburban neighborhood in Cape Town, South Africa.
I saw that on the news.
You don't fuck with a hippo,
no,
man.
No, they don't realize. Those things can get very angry.
You go and Google hippo attacks. They bite kayaks in half with people in them without. Doesn't matter. I'm afraid of water snakes. A hippo, you don't stand a chance against a hippo. What else? What else? Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Kelly, you'd be into this, Grandma.
The planker?
Yeah.
She's got a great body.
Yeah, she's in great shape.
Yep, she's in great shape.
And she looks like an older woman.
But probably younger than I am, for crying out loud.
No, I think she might be a little bit older. But
she's older.
Maybe. Kelly loves the older women.
She's a grandmother of 12. She's from Alberta, Canada.
Wow. Kelly, 70.
Doing some mean Kegels.
Kelly, what's your ceiling, by the way?
She's 58.
What's your ceiling? Do you have a ceiling age-wise? If you know,
I have not thought about
you go 75?
I just see a woman, and I appreciate their beauty. That's
you don't,
all.
I know that. I know.
I don't have a number in my head.
You don't have like a, no. I'd do 70, 75.
No, there's no number.
My buddy could eat right through that.
I sometimes don't like what you say.
It's like a buffet at TGI Fridays. You'd roll through it.
My buddy Kay over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When he's done with her, she'll wish the depression came back.
Okay. Anyway, that is where we draw the line. And that's where we say goodbye.
Good idea.
Hi, Kelly.
No.
Look up. No, it was amazing. Look up Grandma does a 4.5 hour plank. It's
all right.
I don't know.
Maybe do it when your mother falls asleep tonight.
It's one thing when you're resting on your elbows, but she's on her toes. Sorry. I don't know how you do that. Anyway, congratulations to her. Well, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This rambling has got to stop. Sorry about that. I'm going to go to KFC because I want to eat and blank, according to Scott.
I'm here to do two things,
yeah, okay.
And I ain't hungry.
Yeah, there it is right there. Oh, what a fun day. Well, we will see you tomorrow. And don't forget, if you're having a disagreement with someone, we could use it for Who's the Douchebag. All you got to do is email it to me, greg@morningbuzz.com.
You know? I have one for tomorrow.
You do?
Not me, personally, but
yeah.
I
haven't checked yet. But anyway, yes, because we're always looking for them. So enjoy the rest of the day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow. And if you're hearing this before 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, come on over to Ben and Jerry's in Manchester. I'll be scooping.
Oh, yeah.
Scooping for a little while, hanging out with my friends and Ben and Jerry's on Elm Street. All right, enjoy the day. Laura, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you very much. Nice work. Scotty, nicely done, buddy.
You too, G.
Kelly, thanks for bringing the heat.
Have a good day.
Great. Got it, buddy. Smile. See y'all tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.